Hey there, Audio Boo. AdamDanielMazet.com, Toronto, Canada. It's Friday, it's a holiday weekend. And I hope you're sliding into yours nicely. You know, I talk a lot about micro-tests. Micro-testing? Micro-testing is kind of a way for you to sample out various approaches that you may have to things that you want to try in your life, new things. In other words, if you want to make small incremental changes to your life, maybe even big changes, you're not going to go whole hog into making, well, at least you shouldn't, you know, go whole hog into making full dramatic changes into your lifestyle without at least having had a chance to sample a few things out in advance, to basically see where you stand with it, maybe just to attempt a few things very gingerly, very slowly, and then, only then, to gradually ramp up the change or make it more permanent. I remember when things were not going so well for me in work, and I remember when I was much younger, I tried to take solace in the fact that I could derive a degree of satisfaction from doing certain things that I knew that I could control. In other words, if I were trying back in the day to get the interests of a particular funding body or production house to read one of my screenplays, and they weren't reading it because, for those of you who have never been involved in the film business before, it's a very cutthroat industry. It's a very pick-me type of industry, at least it was, back when I entered it. And there was a lot of waiting. There's a lot of the old military adage, or maybe the old military saw, of hurry up and wait, where you were summoned to furnish a variety of different deliverables, documents, files, draft copies, you know, chain of title pages, cast bios, all kinds of shit. And basically, when you thought, just when you thought a decision was imminent, a decision was not imminent in the least. So I took a lot of solace out of kinds of activities that I could control that were within my purview. So I remember I used to go to the gym and I used to work really hard at the gym. I mean, really hard. I still work really hard. But I worked exceedingly hard. And I would push myself, not to the point of breaking, that's probably not the best way to describe it, but I would always try to surpass my previous bests. And if it were a weightlifting thing, or if it were a stamina thing, I'd always try to exceed my personal bests. And that was a way for me to gain a measure of satisfaction when things were not necessarily working out in the manner in which I wanted them to work out. At least I could take some due solace in the fact that the things that I wanted to have work out were working out exactly as I wanted them to. That's kind of the idea of micro-testing. You can't actually see the results of wholesale changes immediately. So conduct these small little tests and see basically what happens, how you perform. You know, if you're at the gym, for example, and you've never really pushed it before, and you don't really know how to push it, try one workout where, you know, you do an X number of sets and give yourself a target of, or a stretch target, that is, of trying to do two more sets till exhaustion. And don't even pick up your phone or don't even distract yourself in the interim. Just go at it, bear down on it, bear down on the machine, bear down on the apparatus, you know, bear down on that skip rope, bear down on that rowing machine, bear down on that bike, or those different, you know, cardio machines or those different weight machines, and kill it for one workout and see how you perform. See if you can hold out. See if you can withstand the pressure. Small little tests. You know, if certain types of copy that you have on your website are not drawing the right types of clients or the right types of interest, try a micro test. Try various different kind of variations on that copy. If you're trying to meet people in public and certain kinds of introductory approaches, obsequious banter, or small talk are not working out the way that you want them to, try microtests. Have a series of 3 or 4 scripts that you try, and see which one basically garners the most interest. See which one kind of nets you the most positive response, and see which ones cause people to kind of cringe or grouse or whine or kind of look at you askance. Or if you're from the British Isles, Australia, New Zealand, or South Africa, or any of the former British colonies except Canada, askance. Including South Africa, by the way. And see which one of those basically works. Small micro-tests. How long can you sleep? Do you need 8 or 9 hours every single night? You know, in President Clinton, I was reading in his biography, when he wanted to become the President of the United States, once he was a Rhodes Scholar and he studied, of course, at Oxford, and once he had set his sights on the fact that he wanted to become a contender in the Democratic Party, however you feel about the Democrats and however you feel about Bill Clinton, he basically started to set his alarm for 5-hour sleep shifts. It didn't matter if he had a holiday the next day. It didn't matter if he had school the next day. It didn't matter if he had to go to work the next day. He would set his clock for 5-hour shifts, and he would train his body. And he was also a bit of a jogger, too. Clinton also happened to be a little bit sort of pudgy throughout his life, but he was a pretty big guy anyway, so, you know, that's kind of passable. But he would take runs, and that's how he would keep himself alert. He would wake up 5 hours. He said, if I want to be the President of the United States, the highest office in the land of the free world, as we call it, if I want to be the President of the United States, I have to train myself for deprivation. That means sacrifices. And that first begins with sleep and my personal creature comforts. And then, of course, that proceeds on to other sorts of comforts, like loss of privacy and inability to, for example, pull trysts of certain varieties that were, I guess we'll call them his peccadillos. 1 second. So, I think of President Clinton and I ask myself, you know, not to compare yourself to certain personalities, but what are you willing to sacrifice? And what kind of micro-tests are you willing to implement to see if you can suffer the consequences? With grace and charm and poise. And I've been doing this for many, many years in my life, especially when I want to go through certain changes. Certain things that I think, certain behaviors perhaps, and we all have them, that are deleterious to our overall progress, or certain behaviors that are just not serving us well, and they don't have to be entirely corrosive or entirely, just like these really monstrous type of behavior patterns. They just have to be things that are not suiting your goals, that are not helping you achieve your mission in life, that are not helping you get closer to where you want to be. And so, are you willing to make the needed sacrifices? I ask myself this every day in several contexts, for several purposes, but I use the technique of micro-testing in order to make the process go smoothly and with as little, maybe, disturbance, pain, discomfort, or overall disruption. Because disruption is also bad. If your micro-tests come with a high degree of suffering, then I should say perhaps it's not the right approach. But try that. Little tiny teeny things that you can control. Little tiny things that you can adjust and sway. And see basically if it suits your needs. And that was something that I was thinking about again today at the gym. As I marvel, I can say it in no other way, as I marvel at, I compare my age to the age of some of my peers and people that I had studied with and people that I knew when I was younger. And marveling at how basically they are probably nowhere near as health conscious, I should say it, as I am, and how if push came to shove, like all emergency preparedness situations, I suspect that if they needed to ramp it up and up their game, that they would have a tremendous amount of difficulty doing that. So that was something that had come to mind today. As I finished off the workout. Thank you again for listening.